New Zealand's Television Awards, and we're joined by Mekengarangi Forbes, who was singled out alongside her colleague Annabelle Lee Mather for their mahi on the New Zealand War Stories of Waira. And they picked up the Tamanga Pahu Best Māori program. It was with the Aotearoa Media Collective and Great Southern Television. But interestingly, even though they partied on till the early hours of the morning, this broadcaster, Mekengarangi, was in bed by 11:30. What a very cool approach. Hey, how are you, Sister Tēnā koe? Congratulations.
Kia ora. It's because I'm old, Dale.
Yes.
And I can't stay up that late anymore, but all the young ones, I was very happy for them to have to party into the wee hours of the night because, you know, that's what we did back in the day. But literally getting on to 30 years in this industry now, so I've been to a few of those weeks. But thank you for your mahi, and before I forget, most importantly, Mahanga Pihama, who produced and directed and is, you know, an incredible creative in that space, and also, you know, all the crew and all the people that were there, and also Ngāti Toa for allowing us once again to tell their incredible story.
Yeah, tēnā koe, Mekengarangi, but it's got to come from an idea. One thing we acknowledge here in awards like this is the time it takes and the dedication and focus needed to go from conception through production to broadcast. It actually has a long tail, doesn't it? When you start thinking about potential programs and interesting subject material, how long is it from development to broadcast for the most part?
Yeah, actually that's a really good part. Sometimes it can take ages, like years and years, and then you have other concepts like the Kasketeers that are whipped up in like 6 months' time because they're so good, they're so ready to go. And I think the New Zealand Wars series was exactly the same, is that, you know, it's actually something that you live with and think with. You'd be the same that you know, you're working in Māori organisations, but you are working constantly with Pākehā organisations. So you're constantly working in kind of a treaty partnership space or a co-governance space with people, and you think this is how it should be, and this works, and it's really rewarding for both parties. So actually, when we look at making programs and the programs about the history of our country, they should come and they should be centred like on a treaty kind of relationship, which is that we tono to these iwi for their stories, that their historians are their historians. You know, they don't need to have letters behind their names or, you know, have gone through universities and have PhDs because they already have the mātauranga Māori and they were already chosen by their people to hold their stories. And then we match them up, obviously, with the Vincent O'Malley's of the world, and we tell a story which is truly bicultural and in some spaces bilingual. So Wars was just ready to go, to be honest. It was long overdue. We'd had the Janie Balich series, you know, a decade or so before that, which was fantastic, and it really opened people's eyes and minds up. And I think that New Zealand Wars series is really a continuation of all of the great work of people like Jamie Balich and Tainui Stevens and others who have made Waka Hui and all of those incredible stories, the Kingitanga documentary series. This is just a continuation of us all learning as a nation.
It's interesting too, because while it's made for broadcast and some programs are on and gone, this mahi has real legs about it. I say that because it will, for many decades, perhaps even centuries ahead, be used as some sort of educational resource. Was that anticipated when you first thought of bringing alive these stories? In fact, all of those stories of the Musket Wars, Māori whawhai, and also, you know, the New Zealand Wars, they will be utilised really well in our education settings, hopefully, going forward. Was that part of your intention at the start?
Yeah, totally. It was definitely around education, because at the time, it's probably about eight years ago now, or nine even, you know, we were starting to have those conversations about learning about our history in schools. And then, you know, the Naya Mahuta, she championed the petition. She received the petition from the two kōtero from Otorohanga College about 6 years ago, and it became part of our our school curriculum syllabus. And so I think we were just kind of in that space. Everyone was. It's like the work that we do in broadcasting as well. We think, you know, these stories are incredible and it would be great if our kids are learning about them. So, yeah, it was totally made with that in mind. And I love it that it's probably going to be a resource now. I get people send me, young people send me pictures of them in class saying, well, we're watching you fire. And they're in their university class or they're, you know, doing sociology and all types of things, and they're just, you know, learning about it through the Walls series. And also, you know, if you're not into television, RNZ does a really good podcast version, which isn't exactly the same. It's something quite different, and they're really good for a listen to. And I think they'll keep getting played forever and a day. It's really, yeah, it's really rewarding to have it played so many times.
Yeah, it feels like there's some sort of dial back on the focus on kaupapa Māori from this incoming government. I do acknowledge they've only been there a few days, but their squeeze on things Māori seems quite apparent. And we were hoping that more programs of this type will be used as educational resources as we try and embed into our new generation of tauira the realities of the foundation of this land and its biculturalism. Perhaps kaupapa like this are a little bit under a cloud at the moment. How ho whakaro?
Yeah, I think the genie's out of the bottle though. Our kids are already learning about our past, and we're so far away from, you know, the decision makers. I think that we don't have the same emotional trauma attached to it. So Pākehā kids and Māori kids, you know, while they still feel passionate about the stories and things, I don't think we have that same kind of guilt trip that's happening. So we're freer to learn about it and to share about it and to lean into it and say, yeah, my great-great-grandfather was a colonial soldier. Gee, wow, wonder what was going on for them at the time, you know, and learning about why people were joining up to the Imperial troops, because they had no money, they had no job, and, you know, they didn't quite know what it was about, but they thought that that's what they had to do. So I think when I say the genie's out of the bottle, I think it's too far gone. I don't think, you know, when you've got modern-day politicians coming, rolling out all of their policies, that are attack on kaupapa Māori, whakaaro and the mahi that's been done, I just don't think it will hold. I think that, yes, it'll be a bit of a hit. And, you know, at the awards last night was a really incredible experience, because Pākehā, Māori mā, it didn't matter who, when they were getting up and receiving their awards, they were making these incredible statements. You know, Pākehā producers were saying, you know, the words of Bob Marley, get up, stand up, we have to hold on, you know, we have to hold, we have to fight for our reo, you know, we've come too far for this to happen. And it was, you know, I would say it was 90% of the speeches, and it was incredible. There was haka, there were waiata, there was karanga, and everyone was there for it. They were like, this is the Aotearoa that we want to live in. So whatever's happening, you know, with these new policies, you know, we're not into it, and we're gonna fight to keep this. And so it was, yeah, I just thought it was a really incredible experience. And one worth noting is somebody, you know, that believes in kaupapa Māori things, I thought, so awesome when your colleagues start to lean into it too. And Rangi Nui Walker always used to say that it'll be Pākehā that save our reo. It'll be Pākehā that stand up, you know, we can't do it on our own. We need Pākehā to stand alongside us. And last night was a great example of that.
Tēnā koe. Congratulations once again, Miki Ngārangi. All the best over the summer. Lots of work to be done next year, and I'm looking forward to your new drama series and films that you may produce in 2024. Thanks.
Stories of Tauranga is coming out in April.
Tēnā koe. Yeah. Oh, how cool.
Good on you, Nana.
That's good on you, Nana, for going home early and putting on your dressing gown and slippers. How lovely.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Okay.
Kia ora.
Thank you.
Thanks, Miki Ngārangi. Miki Ngārangi, Forbes.